Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Humanity is in a very dangerous position right now. Powerful corporations using military-grade psychological warfare programs are rolling out a biomedical tyranny worldwide. A world ID, a cashless society, a social credit score, a universal basic income, where every facet of your life is tracked, surveilled, and controlled. If you think the censorship and the surveillance you've seen so far by the deep state and big tech was bad, that is just the opening salvo of their attack. Humanity and all of our hard-fought liberties and freedoms and all of our safeguards are literally on the edge of a cliff. But without InfoWars on the air, the general public is not going to be aware of the enemy operations. We didn't just tell you about this whole poison shot rollout first 3 years ago on record. We're also telling you what's coming next. We track the enemy. They're preparing new bioweapon releases and new poison mRNA Frankenshots. Ladies and gentlemen, my family, your family, is at the edge of the cliff. Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, the UN, the WHO is literally pushing us over into that cashless society hell grid, into that biomedical tyranny that will be even worse than what you see in communist China that is the current main laboratory of this control. We have to first recognize there is a cliff. We have to recognize that millions of people have been forced into these deadly shots and pushed over the cliff and died. Tens of millions more are sick and dying from these poison shots. Every one of you watching knows someone who took the shot and died or who became deathly ill. And their own documents show they know this is deadly. And what do? They push and push and push and say, well, it's up to you, but we'll take your rights and freedoms away if you don't take it. Stand up to the tyrants and think they own your body, that they own my body. And spread the word and share the articles and the videos like your life depends on it from InfoWars.com, because it does.
Mark Twain, one of America's greatest writers and satirists and minds, famously said more than 150 years ago, rumors of his demise had been greatly exaggerated because the newspapers kept saying he died decades before he did die. And it's the same psyop today. InfoWars is more influential and more powerful than ever because of your support and because of the facts that what we've covered is coming true. But if they can convince you we've been shut down, if they can convince you that we're going away, and you stop supporting, you stop spreading the word, then they do win. Ladies and gentlemen, there's only one group of people that can shut down InfoWars, and that's you, the viewers and listeners. If you decide we're done, we're done. If you decide to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get supplements and books and films and t-shirts and so much more, we will stay on the air indefinitely. It is all in your hands. So thanks for your support. Stand up against the globalists. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and keep us on air. It's up to you.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening to the transmission. I am your host, Dallas Jones, very thankful and blessed to be here, living to fight on against the New World Order tyranny and the eugenics death cult for another day. We have another incredible transmission lined up today. I've got to get to all of this, but I also want to open up the phones, and we have a special guest joining us that I'll tell you about a little bit later in the third hour and the fourth hour. Wow. The CDC yesterday released the secret studies they did once the COVID Frankenshots were rolled out. They never did human studies, supposedly. We know they actually did. Previous to that, because they did the secret studies on animals and humans, and we know it killed a lot of people. And they'd done similar mRNA shots before and did similar things. So now they've come out and said, okay, it caused a bunch of heart attacks and myocarditis. Just in the little groups they looked at when they first rolled it out, over 2 years ago now. Incredible. And then it gets more crazy. Neil deGrasse Tyson was on a popular podcast yesterday and repeated what Rachel Maddow said 2 years ago, that if you take the shot, you can't spread it, you're 100% protected. He's still defending that lie. So he got back in a time machine and went back to get the old talking points. We've got that. It's totally insane. We've got all the air traffic grounded for part of today. What's behind that? Tomorrow's News Today, we told you that was coming. So much more, giant broadcast. Start your engines. Tell everybody you know, tune in now. You are the tip of the spear. You are Paul Revere.
InfoWars is winning. InfoWars is reaching more people than ever. We were supposed to be off the air months and months and months ago. Mainstream media told you, but it's not true. They told you we were going to be shut down. They told you we owed $1.5 billion. None of that's true. It's all being appealed. They want you to think InfoWars is dead. But if you simply stand up and support InfoWars, we've got years and years of appeals, and we will not be taken off the air. But if they can convince you that we've been shut down, they're going to win. Don't let the globalists psyop you and your family. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get incredible products, supplements, books, films, t-shirts, you name it, that fund the InfoWar and empower your life, and let the globalists know their psyop has not worked. Thanks for keeping us on air. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com today, because the only people that can take us off the air is you, the viewers and listeners. The majority of you have not been psyoped, but some of you have. Do not let the globalists brainwash you. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to keep us on the air.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
It's Wednesday, January 11th, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Very blessed and honored to be here. I want to thank the crew for the amazing job they do, all the listeners and viewers, for all the over-the-top work you do, our affiliates, our sponsors, my family, and, of course, God, who made it all possible, gave us consciousness, this incredible third dimension to live in. All right, let me tell you what's coming up today, and obviously throughout the 4 hours of the broadcast. Weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. As things break, we'll be covering them as well. This FAA complete communication shutdown for more than 5 hours this morning, 100% breakdown, where none of the towers could talk to the planes and send them emergency information, is a Rosetta Stone. If you understand this, you understand everything. Every angle and facet of this shows us how AI and centralized systems are the goal of the technocrats, but will be their undoing even if they were ever able to achieve total AI control. Because these systems can go down. It's not just the horrible draconian surveillance and manipulation that they're able to carry out, but it is solar flares or a nuclear war or anything could permanently bring this stuff down, and we'll be so dependent on it, we won't even know how to be self-sufficient and survive without it. So that's really how Satan's pushing humanity into checkmate. That's why the entire future, the entire progress is going to be going away from all this false technological centralized progress, and it's going to be a mixture of agrarian and rediscovering normal human activities and normal human systems of men and women and children and communities getting back to the land, but then also using technology that we control, that's not Trojan horsed, to empower us and make our lives better. Technology is not bad, but it's how it's being used and deployed for domestication and total control and finally depopulation that it's bad. So we're going to hit that coming up next segment. Just incredible. And I've been telling you for about a year and a half, because we see their talking points for the Davos group and the UN, that cyber attacks are imminent. They'll probably be conducted by the globalists themselves as a pretext to even get more centralized AI control in. That's how they always operate. Create the crisis, exacerbate the crises, or let the crisis go on unabated so they can get more power, because remember what the White House staff said, Rahm Emanuel, we don't want to let a good crisis go to waste. So this is a big, big deal. I'm covering it next segment. Then we've got what's happening in Congress, where they voted to abolish the IRS, not just voted to get rid of the 86,000 IRS agents. Now, will it be a symbolic victory? Do you think the Senate's going to abolish the IRS? No. But this gets the ball moving. The income tax of 1913 is unconstitutional. It's selectively enforced.
And as they admitted, day one when Biden got in, he instructed the IRS and gave them more funding in the subsequent months and years to come to harass people making $40,000 or less a year, working class and blue collar people, because they want to push you out of the workforce. They want to make it impossible for you to pay your bills with a basic job. That's why they told the military a year and a half ago, you should all go on food stamps, the enlisted people. Don't pay them enough to actually live. Make them go on welfare so they can be controlled, the beginning of the universal basic income. Think of the true evil of that. And then hiring 86,000 more to massively expand the harassment when folks making $40,000 a year or less, if you look it up, maybe pay 5% of the income taxes in this country. I'm sure you all know that it's less than 1% pay close to 70% of the income taxes. And the 0.1% that actually owns more than 70% of the nation, they write the laws where they pay almost no tax. So it's people making $250,000, that's the 1%, up to about $50 million a year that don't get the globalist pass, that don't have the special D.C. Democrat law firms, where they were able to pay basically zero income tax. But everybody from $20,000 a year up to $50 to $60 million a year, depending on the numbers, they all pay between 20 and 40% in income tax. But the ultra-rich, they pay almost nothing. Everybody else pays the bill. But if you really want to hurt people, you target the working class and drive them out of the workforce. Because why should you work 50 hours a week and have two jobs if they're taking so much of the tax money from you, you can't have an apartment or even a car to get to work or any medical care for your children? And that's why they do it. And I played you a clip of Paul Ehrlich, their mastermind, White House advisor to multiple administrations, in the 1970s saying, we're going to demonize the family, we're going to set up a tax structure where you cannot afford to have children if you're poor. And then we're going to tax the middle class and rich people when they have children. The one-child policy. What do you think? China got it all. But this is one-child policy through economics, so we're going to be hitting that in detail. And then when I say the most ultra-massive news on vaccines yet comes out, I say that almost every day because it just gets crazier and wilder. The dam is broken. We're finding out everything. It's exactly what we predicted from the documents and experts. And the CDC suppressed for 2 years that they were doing secret trials of the shots the first month and had massive heart attacks, blood clots, death, cancer coming back, you name it. And they just quietly let this out like you let a fart out in church. Sorry to use that analogy, but that's what it is. They're just hoping that people don't know that this information's out there. It's incredible. And that's just part of it. Look at today's stack. I've got probably 30, 40 articles and documents and studies here. There's a new Harvard study out that the shots are causing massive heart attacks, blood clots. But we don't need the studies. We have the actuarial information from the insurance companies who have the most accurate information in the world. And it's only the countries that took the shots that have on average a 13% increase in death compared to any year since they gathered statistics in the last 150. Say that again. World War I, World War II had 3, 4, 5, 6% increases because millions were getting killed. Didn't even approach this. These are Vietnams every month. This is over the top. That's just one of the other articles. Then we've got the Davos Group, the WEF meeting next week, and their attendee secret list leaking and who's on it. Oh, it's very telling. We've got a lot of that information now ferreted through. We'll be covering that. Massive developments in the Russia situation and Zelensky addressing Hollywood, saying there will be no World War III. Boy, now I really feel confident. We're now learning the secret illegal documents that Biden took as vice president. He doesn't have that power. Only the president does. Aren't just for Ukraine. Aren't just for Iran. No, they're not just for the UK. They're Chinese intelligence reports, but what the CIA knows about the Chinese. And remember who's on the payroll, the big guy at Hunter. It's all in the Hunter Biden laptops. Yeah, the pedophilia is terrible. The drug use is horrible. All that stuff's there. But the real thing the media doesn't cover is I work for the head of Chinese intelligence. He sent audio file people. He's been disappeared. Our contact, our controller's gone. Daddy, what do I do? Daddy, Daddy. We play the clip again. Daddy, Daddy, my Chinese controller is gone. They arrested, he disappeared. Are we going to be safe, Daddy? Smoking gun of smoking gun of smoking gun. That the bureaucrats and the CIA and the people that have hijacked this country are running it purposely into the ground and are double and triple agents selling us out 10 ways to Sunday. So we're going to be going over all of that today. And, oh, remember in Italy a few years ago, they were kicking people out, old folks out of their homes. Germany was too. They were kicking people out of the hotels were being taken over. Privately owned ones, small ones, they don't target the big ones because they're part of the globalist operation. Well, now leftist activists in France steal the house belonging to the elderly couple to house refugees, and the government does nothing. So now it's truly a Maoist revolution or a French revolution where they just show up and take people's property to give it to the illegal aliens. Isn't that loving? Isn't that liberal? There's so much more, so much more, so much more coming up. InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fan, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Giant Enron-style scams where they can manipulate your bills and triple and quadruple charge you. They're not just designed to shut down all the small competitors in every industry and consolidate control. They are designed to remove humans from the decision-making process so that humans are obsolete and humans can be depopulated without it shutting down the sectors that the globalists still want for themselves. And we saw a stunning example of this today. All U.S. domestic flights grounded after software glitch. So how does one software have a glitch? The system that's used for the air traffic systems to warn the pilots about dangerous conditions and other events. How could one piece of software go out and the entire aircraft system of commercial flights, and it also screwed up private flights, I've been reading, how could that be used to then ground everything? And it's similar to how they now have introduced legislation funded by and sponsored by the big airlines to get rid of two pilots, even on 777s and larger aircraft, because most of the flights are taking off and going to their destinations and landing without human control. It's all on autopilot. And statistics and research has been coming out for a decade that autopilot is causing pilots to get worse and worse and worse. And then glitches in autopilot have grounded large fleets of aircraft. Because they'll do things like flip an airplane upside down and nosedive it. Let's put Drudge back on screen. FAA computer failure, biggest grounding since 9/11, travel chaos, hack attack, they don't know. Well, I've been predicting that these hack attacks on pipelines and infrastructure and the airlines and the power grid would intensify, that physical attacks would start happening. You've seen that in the last 6 months. This is all in the WEF post-industrial world playbook. All U.S. domestic flights grounded after software glitch. Flight disruptions cascade across U.S. after computer outage. FAA lifts U.S. ground stop after technology outage delays thousands of flights. The FAA is investigating, but Biden says it's not clear, though they're looking at it being a cyber attack. FAA White House says no evidence of cyber attack. Biden briefed on grounded flights. Pete Buttigieg called out after FAA system failure grounds all flights. He has no idea what happened. But he's gay, so that's all that matters. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. Imagine the system we live under that's becoming more and more centralized. Every single day. And it's being done in farming, it's being done in energy, it's being done in transportation, it's being done in education. All of it is to centralize so that only mega massive corporations can scale up to the regulations and the software and the cost that is in the billions for these systems per industry. And then by regulatory fiat, all competition is destroyed. You vertically integrate the economy. You consolidate control for the post-industrial world. And in every major Western nation, governments are coming in and announcing rules to try to ban traditional farming, including organic, and calling chemical intensive, genetically engineered farming safe and the future, with the normal, usual suspects at the helm, people like Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab, ramming it, cramming it down our throats. Why would the globalists put things in like this that even endanger them if there's solar flares that take out the satellites or any type of other hacking disruptions that individuals on the inside could get and sell to criminal organizations who could then hold company for ransom, something going on a minute-by-minute basis from small companies to large to governments? Because they want the Ring of Mordor. They want that total control, and they want there to be a group of competing AI systems that basically merge into one global mind. That's what the head of Google, the founder of Google, Mr. Schmidt, has said over and over and over again, and that's what they're doing. And the AI's power is that it directs us, and we follow its orders, and then it takes control of the processes until humans don't know how to do basic tasks anymore. I remember when I was a little kid, I was better at math when I was in the sixth grade than I am today. By high school, they let us use calculators. And I loved it because I got my homework done in 30 minutes in the math subject area instead of 2 hours. And now today, when I try to remember math or do math, and I was never that good at it, I was bad at it, I know less than when I was 11 years old. 10 years old. And I know all of you are pretty much the same, Archie. If you're older like I am, or say 50 or 60, boy, you really remember how you could do math and you could figure things out quickly. You could just have a piece of paper in your car and balance your checkbook real fast before you went in to make sure you had enough money. Remember, I used to be so good at balancing my checkbook and so good at just filling things out as I went and then checking it every few days, and I could budget things. It's all automated. It's all so simple, but it is enslaving us. It is destroying us. And the whole future is going to be getting away from this. It's not the technology's bad, but the way it's being designed and implemented is for pure centralization and control, in their own words, and to make us obsolete. So the entire future, by necessity, is going to be guilds and fraternal organizations and groups that get together in small towns and regions and go back to original machining. And go back to original farming and go back to barter and go back to those communities. It's starting to happen everywhere. And that's why from Europe to the United States to Australia, they're racing in, and in Africa and in India big time, to block all those traditional things and outlaw them. That's why Biden's set to announce the banning of all gas stoves and then gas appliances, cutting off plentiful energy, cutting off energy that's good in rural areas. While they put more and more strain on the grid, which they're not updating, but they say, oh, windmills. Hundreds of windmills create less energy than a small coal power plant. I was just out in West Texas last week, and I went and looked at the statistics online. Boone Pickens had them put in a huge boondoggle of the state, billions of dollars. There's these giant windmills, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them, for 100 miles. You see them on both sides of the road, up on top of the mesas, and little bitty teeny power lines coming off, not of each windmill, but out of the whole field, a little bitty line that go to these transformer systems and then send it into central Texas, hundreds and hundreds of miles away. They lose most of the power over the transmission, and the cables going to central Texas are little bitty power cables that look like they're in a small neighborhood. If they're a joke, they're producing nothing.
Mark Twain, one of America's greatest writers and satirists and minds, famously said more than 150 years ago, rumors of his demise had been greatly exaggerated because the newspapers kept saying he died decades before he did die. And it's the same psyop today. InfoWars is more influential and more powerful than ever because of your support and because of the facts that what we've covered is coming true. But if they can convince you we've been shut down, if they can convince you that we're going away, And you stop supporting, you stop spreading the word, then they do win. Ladies and gentlemen, there's only one group of people that can shut down InfoWars, and that's you, the viewers and listeners. If you decide we're done, we're done. If you decide to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get supplements and books and films and t-shirts and so much more, we will stay on the air indefinitely. It is all in your hands. So thanks for your support. Stand up against the globalists. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and keep us on air. It's up to you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to hit the really important news, the biggest yet, with the CDC admitting that they did secret studies and found that the so-called COVID mRNA shots are deadly. Massive beyond belief. A godsend, this is all coming out to save a lot of lives. But the criminals that did this must be brought to justice. That's next segment. But I want to continue on with the deindustrialization of the general public, the shutdown of any type of infrastructure that the people control or that is micro, that is local, that is decentralized, and how that ties into the overall destabilization program. Now, we're seeing some good things happen in Congress so far, though the Senate probably won't vote for this. It means in future spending bills, this Congress will be able to kill the funding. But Biden got $114 billion signed into law, as you know, a few months ago, for 86,000 more IRS agents in the same legislation, kill switches in all the cars. They've already been putting them in for over a decade, but now it's the law to track and trace everywhere you go. It's a nightmare. But McCarthy so far is making good on his promise for the first bill to be to kill the 86,000 agents and to support a bill to abolish the IRS that has also been introduced. A lot of people are saying, well, what does that do if the Senate doesn't pass it? Well, you didn't see stuff like this introduced or passed before, especially on day one. So it's let's be cautiously optimistic in my view. Breaking, GOP-led House votes to end funding for 87. Sorry, I keep saying 86 for some reason. 87,000 IRS agents. That's hard to even say, isn't it? $114 billion to harass poor people. I'm going to get to that in a moment. House Republicans to vote on bill abolishing IRS, eliminating income tax altogether. Representative Mark Green of Tennessee weighs in on the House push to block the hiring of 87,000 new IRS agents. Republicans and House representatives will vote on a bill that would abolish the Internal Revenue Service outright and eliminate the national income tax and replace it with a national consumption tax. Fox News Digital has learned that the House will be voting on Georgia's Republican Party Bundy Center's reintroduction of the Fair Tax Act that aims to reel in the IRS and remove the national income tax as well as other taxes and replace them with a single consumption tax. And I'm not against the consumption tax, except it overly hits the poor because they don't have a discretionary income or as big a discretionary income as middle class and rich people. And because now the IRS will still be there as an agency, they just won't have the income tax, and they'll be the controllers of the new social credit score system, and they'll be monitoring purchases down to just a few dollars in deposits in an entire year of above 600. So we got to watch all this very, very closely because they can give us something even worse. House Republicans to vote again on a bill to abolish the IRS. That is a big piece of information. And then that leads us to what's come out in the last week. The expansion of the IRS's harassment of people in the lowest income brackets. Specifically targeting people making $40,000 to $41,000 a year and below. Specifically directing the IRS to go after working class people. And this really started in the 1990s when legislation was put in by Bill Clinton and others that cut IRS funding by over 80% going after white collar tax evasion. And again, the codes of fraud, we know it's all a scam. We know the amendment in 1913 was done by the Federal Reserve at the same time that we got the income tax, at the same time U.S. senators stop being elected by the legislatures. We understand that was part of the financial coup, the heart of it. But just debating the current system we've got, it should not be pointed at working class people who pay way less than 10%. It's 5 or 6% depending on the year you look at. So people making $40,000 a year or less are paying less than 10% of the taxes. And the numbers vary year to year, but 60 to 70, sometimes more, of the taxes are being paid by people making $225,000, $250,000 a year, up to, again, over $50 million. That's what the globalists see as middle class. The people making over $50 million pay almost no tax because the laws and the regulations are written to do that. So think about that and let that sink in of how truly evil and wicked and low down the people that have hijacked our government are, that they would raise taxes on the working class and on the working poor, because it goes right down to people making $20,000 a year, and that they would do something like that, taking a large piece of their income and the Social Security money out of it, knowing it'll drive those people into poverty and make them give up, so they'll then accept the universal basic income and go on high-tech welfare. That is just such a sin. It's such a crime. It's so out of control. And that's what the globalists called for in the 60s and the 70s, was demonizing the nuclear family, using the tax system to prohibit poor people and working class from having children. That's why so many people say, I'm not going to have children. I want all the money for myself. And then the globalists win. Then they import giant third world populations who will go on welfare on top of working jobs. and it lowers the standard of living further, and that's the giant sucking sound that Ross Perot talked about in those debates with Al Gore in 1993-1994 with Larry King. So, in 2022, the IRS went after the very poorest taxpayers. The initiative was launched by Biden, and now he's expanded it. Despite $80 billion in new funding, now $112 billion, the agency is living up to its reputation of hassling low-income taxpayers over rich people, writes Reason Magazine. Wow. IRS audits few millionaires but targeted many low-income families. Well, they've been auditing us. We just got audited last year. Biden's IRS targets the poor. Poor people, five times more likely than average earner to be audited. Yeah, they're not even going after the average income in the U.S., $65,000, $70,000 a year. Guys, I forget the exact number. Pull up 2022 numbers, should be out now. What was the average individual income versus joint filing family? But the point is, they're not even targeting those people. They're targeting a lot more than rich people. They're targeting the poorest people in the workforce that haven't given up. That is social engineering. That is just a crime against humanity. That is beyond disgusting. Democrats enhance IRS habit of targeting poor people, not millionaires. The headlines continue. So incredibly corrupt. Report, IRS mainly targets low-income people. President Biden's first visit to the border. Poor people, five times more likely than average earners to be audited by the Biden IRS. Man, what a low-down villain. What a nasty, nasty person. You know, it'd be one thing if the working poor and the working lower middle class, because it goes from lower middle class right down to the working poor, it'd be one thing if they were raising 80% of the tax money. You could say, well, you know, it needs to be. It's not. Picture it like the kings of old, and they're trying to raise more taxes for a war, whether it's England or Egypt, they all did it. And did they go shake down the poorest people for money? No. They didn't have it. They would go shake down the middle class. When you shake down the poorest people, you don't get money, you destroy the economy, you create crime, you destroy families, just like you do when you shut down the Keystone Pipeline, just like you do when you shut down the natural gas, just like what you do when you ship the fentanyl in, which just topped, 2022 numbers just came in, far worse than 2021, 2020, I mean, over 130,000 deaths that are directly attributed to it. Off the chart. We're being hit. Everything they do is to destroy culture, destroy society. We're bombed with poison shots, with GMO, with 5G. This is a war on humanity. Let's recognize it. Let's wake up and understand that we don't have to live in this hell. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the info war continues on the other side with the ultra-massive COVID news. You definitely want to stay with us for this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Anybody tells you these so-called vaccines are vaccines or they protect you, they're lying to you, or they're completely ignorant. And we've got to continue to expose this because they're targeting children, they're still targeting police and medical workers. We got to get on the offense and expose these monsters, and we have all the evidence. I'm going to hit that breaking news in a moment. Now, X2, X3 has sold out, won't come in for months. DNA Force Plus and Vitamineral Fusion has gone back to full price because we're about to sell out of it. HGH Max Boost, we got a limited run of that new incredible product. It's no longer available. It's sold out. But we have a lot of great products that have come back in. The problem is we only got a moderate shipment of the real Red Pill Plus with the preglinone and all the key trace elements and minerals that are so good and vitamins, other compounds that boost your natural, healthy hormone production. And again, people produce preglinone in their bodies, but with all the chemicals and things, it's blocking preglinone production. I learned this from a medical doctor. And so I went out 5 years ago, I put out Real Red Pill Plus. It was not a big seller. But slowly, as people bought it, they loved it. They spread the word. It became one of our best sellers. But we couldn't get all the proprietary ingredients for over 2 years. We have a limited run of it back in stock. It's 50% off. It's going to sell out at current sales rate in about 2 weeks. It'll be gone for about a month or so. So if you want to get Real Red Pill Plus and try it and see how amazing it is, it's available for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, our strongest sleep aid, maybe too strong for some people. Be careful when you take it. Big, strong dose of melatonin, big, strong dose of valerian root, a bunch of other natural compounds that take it about an hour before you want to go to sleep. Very, very deep, great restful sleep with Down and Out, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. And the other InfoWars Platinum products that are just private labeled, of already number one best-selling products by a major pharmaceutical company that also makes supplements. They allowed us to private label the already best-selling proven products with our names, 1776 Testosterone Boost. Women love it too as well. And Pain MD. So many friends and family and myself have taken Pain MD for joint pain, you name it. It blows them away. Try it out. Keep InfoWars on the air. Pain MD. And of course, 1776 Testosterone Boost. Massively discounted, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And I would get those before they sell out. We've got about a month or so supply of those, but it'll be months and months till more comes in after that. So keep us on air. Get the great products. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Okay, now let's go ahead and drill into this. This may take me a couple segments to get to into the next hour, but I'm going to start now because it's so massive. Let me just do this. Let me read you some of the headlines. CDC finally releases VAERS safety monitoring analysis for COVID vaccines and directly says there's clear safety signals of death and a range of highly concerning thromboembolic, cardiac, neurological, and a bunch of other immune system and menstrual adverse events. It goes on and on. So everything the CDC document warned in October of 2000, before they rolled the shots out, is happening. Now, how'd they know that? They tested chimeric COVID viruses under a national initiative under Obama, directed by Anthony Fauci. His name is on the directorate, with the University of Texas running it at their bioweapons facility in Galveston. Okay? Look it up. We've covered it 100 times here, shown the mouse studies. The mice lived on average half as long as their normal lifespan when they were given the shots for a virus basically identical to COVID-19. This is years before they released it under another name. That's how they knew. That's how Dr. Michael Yeadon at Pfizer knew. It's how they all came out and warned you before it was going to happen. But they still released it. The system still released it. Now, why is that so incredibly important? Well, here's the CDC saying, well, we didn't do studies before we did it because they'd already done them on rats and knew it would kill people to study. But they quietly did it during a pilot program for a month before they rolled it out. And England rolled it out 6 months before we did. And they also knew it was happening because of what happened in the UK. This is all on record. And think about that they knew it erased your immune system. They knew it didn't work. They knew it caused blood clots, myocarditis, heart attacks, strokes, on and on and on, infertility, all sorts of problems with your menstrual cycles, attacks your testicles. This is the CDC. This is a Zero Hedge article with it all in there with links to their report. I just read you the top line. Look at all the things. It shows clear safety signals for death and a range of highly concerning heart problems, cardiac problems, neurological problems, hemorrhaging, on and on, immune system, menstrual adverse effects. So that's where we are here. That's just one article here. And I'm going to get to more of these when we start the next hour. Who do they have regulating it? Well, the former head of Pfizer is the head of the FDA board. And Neil deGrasse Tyson was on a talk show a few days ago, went viral yesterday, and he's arguing with the talk show host, saying, no, you take the shot to protect yourself and others, and it works. And he goes, no, it doesn't. He goes, well, that's because there's mutations. Well, no, a so-called vaccine handles that as well. They knew day one what was going to happen with this. So here he is with talking points from two years ago that Rachel Maddow and others read out, the same old lie as if it's going to work today. This is just insane that he's doing things like this. Here he is.
Well, your own body.
If you want to get an abortion, get an abortion. If I want to get the vaccine, I get to choose. So you can't force. If I can't force you to get an abortion, you shouldn't be able to force
because
me to get
it. Because it's not about you. It's about people you interact with. And that's the social contract of public health.
We don't even know if the vaccine worked or not at the time.
Yes, that's what the trials are. Dude, that's why these trials. Are you missing data out there?
But let me ask you a question. Are we saying only one type of scientists are right?
No, we're saying that the system in place.
The 16,000 that signed up.
No. The system in place to test vaccines.
Yeah.
There's an entire system that's in place. That with review boards and all of this,
yeah, the average,
that's in place. Now you can say, what you can say is, I have a better idea than all these review boards and all these agencies and the CDC. I have a better idea. Here's what you should do. And that would have made everything better. Okay. You can put forth that idea. But what I'm saying is, in a case where you can contaminate someone else, it's not about you. It's about the collective.
You're assuming
health.
You're assuming. You're assuming because somebody can take the vaccine, won't get COVID, which, by the way, I don't need to play the clips for you to see it, where everybody said, hey, if you get it, you're not going to get, if you take the vaccine, you're not going to get a Rachel Maddow, Joe Biden. I can give you Fauci. I can give you fit. And you've seen these clips before. It's not like you've never seen it before.
Yeah, yeah. What happened?
They were wrong.
Hold on. So, the strain evolved.
No, it never worked on the first strain. It erases your immune system. It's not a vaccine. They said, oh, they had review boards. They had the government. They did studies. No, they didn't do the studies. And then once they started giving the shots, they did a study and said it's killing people. And they finally released it and said, from the time they looked at it, that it causes death and highly concerning, and then list all these other issues. That's what it said. That's what went on. That's the reality. And he knows that. I bet you all the money in the world that Tyson, like all these other talking heads that pose as scientists and say, don't question me, I'm a scientist, has gotten a big fat paycheck. Now, here is the third board. They had to get rid of three boards because they wouldn't even authorize the emergency use with no testing. Here's the third board, Dr. Eric Rubin, on Skype months before he voted to approve Pfizer mRNA shots for children. We're never going to learn how safe the vaccine is unless we start giving it. That's just the way it goes. Hear that, Tyson? Here it is.
We're never going to learn about how safe the vaccine is unless we start giving it. Yeah, that's just the way it goes. That's how we found out about rare complications of other vaccines, like the rotavirus vaccine. And I do think that we are going to, I do think we should vote to approve it.
And we also have Netanyahu saying, all of Israel are guinea pigs, and now we're going to test everything else on them. I mean, we own you. You must take it. You're a guinea pig. You're a lab rat. Here is Rachel Maddow 2 years ago telling the same lies that Tyson's telling now.
Right? Instead of the virus being able to hop from person to person to person, potentially mutating and becoming more virulent and drug resistant along the way, now we know that the vaccines work well enough that the virus stops with every vaccinated person. A vaccinated person gets exposed to the virus does not infect them, the virus cannot then use that person to go anywhere else. It cannot use a vaccinated person as a host to go get more people. That means the vaccines will get us to the end of this. If we just go fast enough.
We have to stop these criminals. They knew what they were doing. They censored everybody up front. They blocked therapeutics. This was a eugenics plan. And Dr. Michael Yeadon, former head of Pfizer, chief scientist, has come out and said, it is by design, it is eugenics, it is depopulation. They know what they're doing. I've got that video coming up next hour as well, and a doctor in studio in the third hour to talk about it. This is life-saving stuff. Spread the word, Infowars.com/show, and keep us on air. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.